Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to deteriorate somewhat over the next couple of days, and late season farming activity will likely be put on hold for a little while as we wait for a big surge of cold air to overrun the majority of the region. The arrival of the cold is going to be condensing moisture out of the atmosphere in many areas. Most locations in the central and lower parts of the Midwest will see rain and some thunderstorm activity over the next couple of days, while in the northwestern portions of the Midwest will likely see snowfall. The snow is not expected to be quite as heavy as advertised yesterday, but there will still be enough out there to maybe lay down a little layer of protection for some of the winter wheat crop in the northern plains and the northwestern portions of the Midwest. But for the most part, the snow is going to be only a minor influence on travel across the region. We'll expect the snowfall rates to run mostly a dusting upwards to 2 inches, but there will be a few locations that could still see something in the 2 to 4 inch range. The precipitation will be most common from Nebraska and portions of northeastern Colorado across northern Kansas into Wisconsin. And a lot of this will occur as we go through the night tonight and into the morning tomorrow. In the meantime, a few showers and thunderstorms have already erupted this morning in portions of Missouri and Iowa and eastern Kansas, and we'll likely see this little disturbance moving to the Great Lakes region, and we'll likely see moisture totals vary, but mostly be on the light side, running a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe 3 or 4 tenths of an inch, with a few exceptions. A more generalized precipitation event will occur when the cold front cuts through the Midwest here tomorrow into Friday morning, and we'll likely see another 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch of rain, with some local totals maybe going over an inch, especially in the lower portions of the Midwest from parts of the northern Delta and southeastern Missouri into Indiana. There will be a risk of some severe thunderstorms again with this particular setup, but it probably won't be nearly what it was this past weekend. We'll expect to see drier air move across most of the Midwest as we get into the Friday-Saturday time period, but temperatures will turn bitterly cold. Most of the afternoon temperatures will fall into the teens and 20s across a big part of the northern Midwest and 20s and 30s in the south during the colder days. But it will be relatively short-lived. Our low temperatures at night will fall below zero in the northern plains and in the positive negative single digits perhaps in the far northwestern Corn Belt. We'll expect to see a little short-term warm-up, but a reinforcing shot of cool air will come in early next week that will likely generate some more cold weather for the northern parts of the Midwest. And what's interesting most is that a low-pressure center may develop in the Delta or the southeastern plains as we get into the end of this week or early in the weekend, and it could turn out to be a little nor'easter for portions of the middle and north Atlantic coastal areas as we get into the early to middle part of next week. That storm system will be closely monitored for travel issues, obviously. The temperatures will begin to warm up across parts of the Midwest as we get into the middle part of next week, and a little bit more normal weather will occur. We'll see an increase in precipitation possible back across the region as well. But as far as precipitation is concerned for the period from Friday into Sunday, maybe even Monday, the only precipitation will occur as lake effect snows in western Michigan, northwestern Indiana, and northeastern Ohio. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.